We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You ever have a... You know, where there's a surprise party for you, but you find out, you know it's going to be a surprise, but you kind of got to act like it's a surprise. And we're just go in there and act like it's a surprise. I think that's kind of what's happening with Big Ten football, right? Nebraska yesterday caught on a hot mic. Yeah, we're going to vote, and tonight we're going to announce that we've got football coming back next month. Then it doesn't happen. But then you had the Gophers tweeting out, hey, when's the last time Gopher football started a season in October? Okay. But now we have the report this morning that from ABC News that the Big Ten Conference is going to play football. Mike Max, what's going on?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt they're going to play football. The people I talked to yesterday, I talked to a lot of them. No question, I don't think they're going to play football. But here's the problem that they got. They came out with a Big Ten schedule, and they said we're going to no non-conference games September 18th. Gophers play Iowa, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, good. We're all in. Then they came out later and said, we're canceling the Big Ten football season. We're going to play it in the spring. Okay, good. We're all in. Then they come back and they say, well, we might play football. And so what the thing that they're trying to do right now is come out from a public relations standpoint with some kind of a statement that doesn't make them look bad, because to this point, it's like, are you playing or not? And what? And the biggest thing is they want something that covers their butts when they say, well, what changed since you canceled the season? Mm-hmm. Is it just that the SEC is playing and the other Power Five conferences that you see are playing in the Pac-12 is talking about playing, or is there something more definitive? So they want some more data that they can throw out there and say, this is why we reversed our decision. So to me, it just sounds like a camouflage for some PR, and then they'll try to get going in October, November at the latest.
Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting to watch for then, Maxie, because that was my first question was, and I asked Dr. Osterholm this at 7:20, well, what possibly could have changed from August 11th until, you know, September 16th, if it is truly announced today? And I don't know, is there some sort of testing, or is it just Dr. Osterholm did say, like, look, we don't really know, and nobody's really truly been successful. You can't say that after one game, but there's still risk if you go out there and you've seen the outbreaks at particular schools and even in the Big Ten with Wisconsin and Penn State student athletes are, you know, they're contracting this. So it's still a lot of hurdles to try to pull this thing off.
Yeah, and a reminder, yesterday somebody said, you know, don't play if you don't want to play. You know, the kids are going to still get their scholarships. The parents are uncomfortable. You know, don't forget that's a variable, too, and an option for kids. If they, you know, they're going to get honored either way. So, you know, if you're really not comfortable, don't play. So they're doing everything they can, but it's been a tough first year for Kevin Warren to try to navigate through this. And then the presidents have made a lot of mistakes on it, too, and they also want to be unanimous on this decision coming forward and look strong as a conference.
So if they do start, you know, Maxie, what are we looking at? Like eight games, just conference games starting next month?
If they started October 17th, whatever that Saturday is, then they would try to play it out so they could get into the playoff picture if there's a playoff, you know, because they want that money. You know, if you're going to play their conference season, you want to get in and be part of the big pot of gold at the end of it. So they play eight, I think it's eight conference games, maybe nine. I don't even know if they know that right now. And try to get into the playoff system. If they started in November, which is what the Pac-12 is talking about right now, then they may just play a season, and that would be it, and try to recoup some of their money and get something going. And I have no idea, Corey, in terms of, you know, Will there be fans in the stands? Will there be 2,000, 3,000? Nobody. Different in Minnesota than the other states because of the 250 gathering rule. I have no idea if they, and maybe that's part of the holdup here too, is trying to figure out how each state will handle this.
Yeah. Well, and last thing for you, Maxie, but you know, a lot of people always say, well, why do you guys talk about football a lot? Look, I mean, everybody watches football. It's the biggest money driver, and you've seen the ripple effects now when there's just one season without football. It is such a big revenue driver for all of these universities.
Yeah, they're in a very tough – I mean, even high school football. I mean, they're going to meet on Friday and talk about the possibility of bringing it back, maybe Monday if they can't get the surveys back by Friday. But the TV money that they accrue is huge for the state high school league because of football. I mean, people – you can't live in denial of that. And that's why they had to jack up the fees on everybody, is because they don't have the football revenue. And I know that you don't want everything to be economics and all that stuff. But if that's the game you're playing in and that's what you're trying to provide for opportunities, there's got to be a budget and for better or worse, it comes from football.
Yeah. Maxie, let's talk in an hour. I want to ask you about the Minnesota State High School League and the Twins as well.
You got it.
Okay. Thanks, Maxie. The Twins, of course, losing last night 6-2 in Chicago. They have got to win these next two against the White Sox if they want to have a shot to win the AL Central. If not, they could still make the playoffs, but they've got to win these next two because they've only got 10 games left and they're now three games back of the White Sox. Twins losing last night. And tonight, Jake Odorizzi against Lucas Giolito right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Okay, 7:46. Could be a great day. And then I want to ask you, too, how many moments in your life do you remember exactly where you were when you heard the news? There is a new docuseries out today. It's filling up your timeline on Netflix. I'll explain why it's important. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.